You're listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, covered in grease and baked in the oven. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul, dredging up memories of terrible pizza from his childhood and trying something for the time again. We're going to talk some Domino's here, which is, all right, like, what did you think?
Okay, so years and years ago, you know, everyone knows Domino's. I stopped getting Domino's because Domino's was gross. But I was watching a video online that said Domino's redid everything about their pizza baking operation from the ground up. Remade their crust, their sauce, their cheese, because they're actually using real cheese, which apparently they didn't used to do.
They did not.
They have a better pizza. Now, admittedly, this was 10, 15 years ago they did this, but it's also been that long since I've felt the desire to eat Domino's. So, Agreed. You and I were talking, we decided that we would get Domino's, we agreed upon, you were going to get what, their works, whatever they call it?
Yeah, so their version of like a supreme pizza,
yes.
You know?
Yes,
yeah.
And then I was going to get their ultimate pepperoni, just so we could have a little like different flavors to check out. And then we both decided to get their mango habanero wings, because what is a pizza party without wings?
Exactly.
And then we would try them and see if Domino's was improved. And my vote is no.
I didn't like it either.
No.
I didn't. But, I mean, I'm also a spoiled Jersey boy who has better pizza than Domino's, like, you know, sitting in his freezer right now. Like, it is fast food pizza. You get what you get. Was it better than I remembered? Yes. Was the crust that not, like, weird cardboardy feeling you get when you bite into a Domino's? Yes. But it still wasn't good at the end of the day.
I wouldn't get it again. Like, I have a glut of pizza places here, too. Like, maybe not what you have, because I'm not from Jersey, and I'm dealing with, like, mid to southern Virginia, so we get what we get. But we've got, like, a Stonefire pizza place here. We have a weird, like, fruity, hippie pizza place here. We have an actual Italian trattoria, like, from people that were from New York. So I'm getting a little of that, and I got that, you know, nice floppy, covered in toppings pizza that everyone loves. Yeah. And then I have Pizza Hut and Domino's and Papa John's. Mm-hmm. And of those five options, bottom rank for me, even after trying this, is still Domino's because it's kind of gross.
It's just not good.
It's not
like
good.
It's just not good. Like, I get pizza from a local place called Marco's that is insanely greasy, but a million times better. And my wife likes Pizza Hut. And when I told her that we were trying Domino's, she was like, oh, well, if you're getting Pizza Hut, I'd get something. I hate Domino's. And she didn't even eat that kind of pizza. disdain for Domino's runs deep.
Well, and if you're getting fast food pizza, you do have to compete with the two big ones, Papa John's and Pizza Hut. And, like, Pizza Hut has, like, most of their shit's not that great. But there is something magically greasy good about their pan. Their pan hits just right. And if I want a floppier pizza, I'm getting the hand-tossed from Papa John's, in part because I used to eat that all the time in college, because they had a show-your-student discount and get a one-topping for $6 kind of thing, which was fucking phenomenal. That was
capitalism
great.
At its best right there. My God.
It's a hot and ready right there for me, and I can't tell you how many times I got a pepperoni or a sausage, and I'm sitting there going, I'm going to die from this, but I don't care. It was great. So it's a little bit of nostalgia rose-colored glasses, sure, but I do think that for a floppy, hand-tossed pizza, Papa John's is better. Would I get that over the, like, New York-style trattoria we have in town? Absolutely not. Yeah. I like the New York-style better, but it is also, like, $10 more, so I gotta be in the mood to spend for pizza on that. You can get a deal on the Papa John's website, and it's fine.
Yeah, I'm just as happy going over to Costco and getting two slices of pepperoni for $4.
And like, that's what I was going to get to is Domino's, even with their new thing, even on a deal, do I think it's better than if I just went and got a Red Baron or a Totino's from the store and baked it myself? No, and that's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pizza overall was a C minus.
It was
fine.
Yeah. So the crust tasted okay. It wasn't cardboardy, but it didn't have a nice chewy denseness to it that I kind of want from a pizza. And it wasn't, and for like a thinner pizza, it wasn't toasted on the bottom. So it was kind of like all the bad traits without any really good ones to set it apart. It just wasn't bad enough. My big problem with it, the cheese was fine, although like the ultimate pepperoni comes with a provolone mix on there that was not the best. And the pepperoni itself tasted okay. But the big issue I had with it was the sauce. The sauce tasted like they were using bottled ragu.
Yeah, it Domino's has always had like a sweet sauce, and this tasted like someone put way too much sugar in there.
It just tasted chemically, yeah.
Yeah, I used to work at a Jersey Mike's, and we work literally like we're connected to a Domino's, so we would trade food back and forth all the time. You know, spoiler alert, people did that back 20 years ago. So like, I've eaten every kind of pizza they can possibly offer from back in the day, and it's still like you're telling me you revamped the sauce. The crust was different. The toppings were a little bit better. The cheese was definitely different. Better maybe, but definitely different. But the sauce tasted the same to me. It still had that sweetness to it that I just don't like in my pizza sauces. Sweet has a place in red sauce, but not on pizza.
Yeah. It just, it tasted like grocery store bad grocery store sauce. Like when I make a bagel pizza, I use Rouse. I'm not using the best pizza sauce imaginable, but Rouse is good. And it has a quality nice flavor to it. Yeah. I'm not using Ragu because Ragu is, as you said, too sweet, too chemically, too fake. This tasted fake. Even with your really nicely spiced pepperoni, which this wasn't, even with your provolone blend, which honestly didn't melt that well on my pizza, the problem at the core was that the sauce is overpowering and tastes bad.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I wasn't a fan of that. It took me 3 days to eat a medium pizza. Like I'll put it like
and
that.
I've
like
seen, that's how much. Not to make you feel bad, but I've seen you pack away food.
That's true. That's true. You see me like hard at work all day. And I'm just cramming food in my mouth because I haven't eaten all day.
Yeah, I mean, if you've gotten this for dinner and then you have leftovers, I expect you to take it for lunch and just finish it off while you're at work. Yeah. Not a big thing. I would do the same. But like if it took you 3 days, that's sad.
Yeah, it just wasn't very good pizza. Nah. Like I went to other leftovers before I went back to it. Like I just wasn't a fan. But we've been shitting on the pizza for quite a bit.
What did you think
of the wings?
So the sauce tasted fine. I don't think it's as good as a Buffalo Wild Wings, or we have around here Quaker Steak and Lube. I don't know if you've ever been to one of those. It's basically like a themed version of a Buffalo Wild Wings. It's just kind of weird, but it's there. And it definitely, like, there's even like places like we talked about Groove in Charleston this last time we did podcasting recording, or some of the other little places. Like, this didn't taste sauce-wise maybe as good as any of those places. Maybe it beats the Wendy's Saucy Nugs, which I haven't tried yet, but I guess we kind of have to. But, like, it was maybe a step above that, but did it taste like it came out of a bottle that they bought from the grocery store? Kind of.
Yeah, it had good flavor. Now, you're labeling this as mango habanero. The heat on that was, I mean, I guess.
It was maybe jalapeno-ish.
I mean, you know, mango habanero has like this sweet followed by this burn when it's done right. And this lacked any kind of burn. It was fine. It was okay. I did like the taste of the wings in this batch I got. I was surprised. I finished the wings the first day. The wing itself was good. It was not a jumbo wing. I work in the industry, so I know the difference between a jumbo wing and a medium wing. So these are medium wings. Which is fine, medium wing is fine, and the flavor was good, but, like, they are very small, and, you know, I know how much wings are now and how much people have to charge for them. This was as fine as a deal as you're going to get for the price, which makes it at least not disappointing, but I've definitely had better.
Yeah, like, I didn't think that the sauce tasted particularly mango-y. It was definitely, like, sweet fruity without, like, bold mango to it, and you are right, it was not spicy. Like, when I think mango habanero, I will go technical on this. I'm expecting like maybe 4,000 to 5,000 on the Scoville level, and this was maybe around 1,000. Like, would someone else find it spicy? Sure. It does not like kick in the mouth spicy like I would want, and I'm someone who can go to like up to like 7,000 to 8,000 easy on wings and not really feel it. You just dip a little blue cheese and you're good to go, and I'm having a blast all day. I want to feel the sweat pour down my skull if I'm getting something spicy. And this was not make me feel my sweats, you know?
Yeah. I didn't have to seek out a glass of milk at all.
No. And,
we'll put it that way.
And, like, habanero doesn't have to be the spiciest pepper in it. We're not talking ghost pepper. Yeah. But, like, you want the threat of it. You want a little, like, ooh, am I playing with a hand grenade in my mouth? And I definitely wasn't here. The other thing that got me about these was they were definitely not fried wings. And, like, they weren't even...
they were baked or something,
And they weren't baked that long, even. My first bite of the drumstick that I got, because I like drumsticks, so I grabbed one first, because that's my... That is definitely my, like, barometer on how good a wing is. The first bite was all skin and fat.
Yeah, yeah. The drums were not as good as the flats. I like flats better.
Yeah.
And I will say also the flat to drum ratio, I was stunned. It was an 8-pack wing. I had 6 flats to 2 drums.
I got 4.
I was very impressed with that. That's what I was expecting. Or you expect the 6-2 the other way because everybody loves flats. That's what everybody wants when they shop.
Yeah.
So I was surprised at the ratio. And they were small, like I said, and the sauce was fine. But, like, I don't know. Like, I got another place that I can compare wings to back home called the Chicken or the Egg in Long Beach Island. Mm-hmm. And you have an array of sauces there that range from little itty bitty to Frank's Red Hot to you need to sign a waiver before you eat it.
Yeah.
And I get that you're not getting to that level, but, like, if you just called this like a sweet heat sauce, I would have been nitpicking, I guess. But it would have been better with that than calling it mango habanero because it neither mango nor habanero.
But if they'd said it was sweet heat, then I would be like, no, I want something else if we're going to do this comparison. I want to try their like hot buffalo or something. And that's, here's the shocking thing for me. So I usually get like a 6-pack of wings or like an 8-pack of boneless from Pizza Hut when I get their pan. Because again, what is a pizza without wings on the side? You need it. And well, I will credit Domino's that they at least sauced their stuff better than Pizza Hut does, because Pizza Hut will just dump their shit in a container, pour the sauce on top, and maybe shake it once and call it a day. It's sad. Yeah. But their wings, whether you get the boneless or the bone-in, are crispier because they bake them longer, and their sauce is spicier. Like, if I was to sit there going, who do I want, if I have to choose fast food wings from a pizza place, which, my God, please never let that be my only option for dinner.
I hope not.
The world is coming to an end. But if I have to choose that, and these are my options, because honestly, I don't really much care for Papa John's wings either. They're not the best either. I'm going to go with Pizza Hut over Domino's, because these Domino's wings were just not good.
Yeah, I mean, they, like I said, I could appreciate, because I know a little bit about the actual chicken portion of it. Like, I could appreciate what they did, and they tasted good. But I've had better, wasn't impressed, was when you're coming out of something saying, like, hey, I was okay with that. Maybe it's not the most ringing endorsement, but from Domino's, you take what you can get.
And that's the problem. Like, you take what you can get from Domino's. Like, I would order from them before I'd probably go back to maybe Little Caesars, because Little Caesars is, like, bottom of the barrel. But then Little Caesars knows it. This pizza from Domino's cost me $15. I could get a hot and ready from Caesars for $5.
Is it good?
Is
it worth it?
It's a $5 pizza. Like, it's a $5 pizza I didn't have to bake in the oven. I know exactly what I'm getting. If I'm going to do any more effort than that, a Totino's is going to top that. And Totino's isn't good either because they admit fully that theirs is fake cheese. Like, it's just a soy milk blend. But you throw some fresh mushrooms and onion on there and you bake it, maybe a little garlic. Chef's kiss. That is
you can make it work.
Me being an 8-year-old watching YouTube while I like snack on a pizza and not bother cutting it into slices because it's a Totino's. It's one slice. So, but no, like in comparison, this Domino's like overall was sad. And I know there are influencers online that are typing up Domino's, but I can't trust anything they fucking say. And I know that this is probably still better than what they were serving before, because as you said, it was fake cheese cardboard. Yeah, but that doesn't make it something I ever want to eat again.
No, I will be going other avenues for fast food pizza. Like, we're a Pizza Hut household when my wife wants something like that, or I'm getting pizza from an Italian joint.
It's exactly.
Just the way things are.
Yeah. You get the Italian pizza. Yeah, you pay more for it, but it's good. They don't ever have a coupon out. You just have to accept that you're getting good pizza.
Yeah, and I know they're making the dough in the back because I sell them the flour. Like, it's really simple.
Well, and like the trattoria in my town, they also have fried calamari and tiramisu, and sometimes they have lobster ravioli on the menu, and I'm sitting there going, oh my God, why'd I come here for pizza? I'm getting this shit instead, you know? Yep. Yeah, so you get what you're paying for, and it's worth it. Domino's is expensive and not worth it.
Yeah, I'd rather spend my $30 somewhere else.
Yeah.
I think that's what I paid on like a medium pizza and wings. I think it was close to $30.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And I mean, again, you know, inflation, whatever you want to say about the way things cost nowadays, like, is that normal? Probably.
Well, but I mean, no.
I could spend my $30 much more efficiently somewhere else for better food.
Well, it's like if I go to Pizza Hut, I go online to their deals, they have their what, 2 for 7, 2 for 8, which is like a medium one topping. I can get an 8er of boneless wings. I pay maybe $15, a
Yeah.
little more if I want to get it delivered because I don't want to drive halfway across town, which I'm gonna admit, it's I live in a small town. That's me being really lazy. Like hideously lazy. Pizza Hut, Domino's, and Papa John's are all in the same fucking shopping center. That's how small this town is. Like, I'm
Yeah.
being real lazy to not drive the 5 minutes to get over there. But sometimes I do that and I'll pay the $10 for it. And it's still cheaper than what I paid to go and pick up my Domino's. It was
Yeah.
not good.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna keep doing the food reviews here, and
Yep.
like we've been surprised here and there. We've had some good, we've had some bad. This
Yeah.
is on the far end. Yeah,
Yeah.
this wasn't a good one, and I know people, like you said, people are gonna love on Domino's, and like that's their favorite. But it's just, I mean, at the end of the day, just not good.
Yep. Hopefully next time we get to do like the Arby's cheesesteak and we can have a
Yeah.
better review for you guys. But this one was
Hopefully.
not it.
Yeah, this
Yeah.
one was sadness in a box.
This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, crying over our spilled pizza. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul crying over his spilled wings too, because he just
Oh.
wasn't as impressed.
And they were the better part of the meal, they just weren't good.
No, they just weren't
This
good.
were good. We will see you all next time.